Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
March means chips, dips, and swish. Instacart makes getting game time snacks easy with delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. The hard part? Choosing between your favorite snacks. That's why you can stock up on all your favorites with $5 off when you spend $30 or more on specially marked Frito-Lay chips, dips, and more through Instacart. So you don't have to choose between Doritos and Cheetos or Tostitos and Ruffles. You can just get them all. Offer valid for a limited time. Exclusions and additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
It is the JR Sportbrief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the board in New York City. And thank you to you for listening. There is no show without you. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You got Sirius in your car. Shout out to all my truck drivers out there. Shout outs to people just paying for Sirius. You can listen on channel 158. You can tune in on cbssportsradio.com. If you have a smart speaker at work, at home, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And boom, we pop right the hell on up. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm not here for a long time, but I'm here for a good time. If you missed the beginning of the show, just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Not that difficult. Next hour, we have former Major League All-Star Brett Boone is going to join us from the famous Boones. And I think we might hear from another Boone as the show continues on. Because in a few minutes, I'm going to share with you a top six list. The top six Major League Baseball teams for 2024. Like, who are the teams making major moves? Like, who are the teams that have the best chances of winning a championship? I'm going to give you that top six list in a few minutes. We've had a fun show so far. We've talked about Caitlin Clark, her $5 million offer from Ice Cube's Big Three basketball tournament. Right before we went to break, we told you that Draymond Green has been ejected from another basketball game tonight against the Orlando Magic, only 4 minutes into the game. A referee had a little too much, and the referee basically said, all right, you got to go. Draymond Green ejected after 4 minutes. Last night, he tried to pull back Patty Mills by the necks ever so slightly. And Draymond Green, I guess he's getting warmed up for the playoffs. That's if the Golden State Warriors even make it in. They're currently slotted at 10th place in this play-in tournament. Last night, we talked about Anthony Davis stepping up. The head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Dave Canales, he is expecting Bryce Young to step up. The NCAA, their president, Charlie Baker, is trying to ban prop bets from taking place surrounding college sports. He wants none of it because he doesn't want the athletes in danger. He doesn't want them threatened. He wants no issues. And then we talked about Mr. Brock Purdy. Everybody knows, at least CEO Jed York said, yeah, there's going to come a day at the end of next season where we're going to have to pay Brock Purdy. We're going to have to increase his pay by about, I don't know, $45 million to $50 million. Brock Purdy making about $1 million. Top quarterbacks in the league right now? Well, Joe Burrow's making 55. Mahomes is making 45. and do the math where Brock Purdy is going to fall. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Before I give you this top six list, the best teams for 2024, let me tell you this. Congratulations to the Orioles. They got new ownership. David Rubenstein approved as new owner of the Baltimore Orioles. All my friends in Baltimore, they don't have to worry about the Angelos family fighting and whining and complaining and suing each other all day long. I told you Caitlin Clark doesn't have to worry about money, doesn't necessarily need Ice Cube's $5 million. Told you that Brock Purdy doesn't have to worry about money. Well, if you happen to be a fan of the Orioles, you don't have to worry about money either. Or at least you don't have to worry about your ownership group. 855-212-4CBS. Let's take a call before we get to the top six. Jacob is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, what's up, JR? It's a pleasure talking to you, bro.
Thank you. What's up?
I just wanted to comment a little bit on the Draymond Green situation. I'm a real big basketball fan. I played basketball in high school. Know a lot of great players around California. And I really just think he's bad for the game. And, you know, there's players that make fouls, get technicals, but he just does it in a weird way that's just not a gameplay type of way. And I really think he's bad for the game.
Yeah, there's one word to describe Draymond, and it doesn't matter what level of the game you've played or watched. It's dirty. He's dirty. Yeah. He's a dirty player. That's it. He's dirty.
Yeah, straight up. Straight up. Agree. Totally agree. I also wanted to say, you know, if I could talk a little bit Las Vegas Raiders, I'm a huge fan, grew up a Raiders fan. I'm 43 years of age, been a Raiders fan that long. Do you think, what do you think about Gardner Minshew, and do you think we will possibly make some type of, you know, move in the draft? Like your gut feeling, you're a sports guy. I really, you know, like your knowledge, and what is your gut
saying? I don't know about them moving up in the draft. I know the Minnesota Vikings have two first-round draft picks now. And I think they are probably the team better equipped to move up if necessary. I don't know if the Raiders got what it takes to move up. And we've heard this from Antonio Pierce. I mean, we heard this when he got the job. He's just like, hey, you know, we want to get a quarterback, and we know we're going to get a quarterback. And Antonio Pierce is smart enough to go, also, by the way, I know one day I'm going to get fired. And having a quarterback is real important to that. I don't know if they're going to be able to hit that mark this season, unless they want to swing for the fences and maybe put a huge bet on someone like Michael Penix. I just don't know if they're going to move up.
Yeah, I agree. It's 50-50 to me as well. And that's about it, JR. I just wanted just to also say I finally found you again from used to be, you know, later on in the evenings over here, and now you're in the afternoon. So I will be listening to you from here on out now that I got your time slot back in.
And well, thank you, man. So tell all your lazy friends who don't do anything all day, okay?
I definitely will, JR, bro. And hopefully I can give you a call back again and talk a little bit more sports well, with you, bro.
If there's one thing that people know, it's kind of creepy. People know exactly where to find me throughout the course of the week. That's not a difficult thing, Jacob. You call me back anytime, okay?
I appreciate it, JR. Thanks a lot. I'll be listening to your show from here on out.
And thank you so much, Jacob, for calling from California. Hickey, now that I think about that, that's kind of creepy, right? A little bit? Like, people know, well, maybe not exactly where I'm at, which is fine by me. People know exactly where I'm at any given point. Well, not any given point, but on a specific time and point of the day, people know where I am. It's weird.
I guess when you put it that way... Yes, but I guess we could also say the same thing of like athletes. Like right now, I know where Steph Curry is.
Right. He's in Orlando.
Right. So that's, true, I guess. Kind of when you sign up for the public life, that's what you sign up for. People knowing your whereabouts 24/7 and randomly telling you, hey, I know how to find you in a non-creepy, non-threatening way.
Non-creepy, non-threatening way. People know what I'm doing for my job. People know where I'm at. People know if I'm half-stepping my job. People know if I suck at it, which I don't. It's just weird. Well, anyway, if it was so easy, everybody be doing it. But for me, not too difficult to talk. So I enjoyed. Hey, thank you so much for calling from California, Jay. I appreciate you. Listen, folks, Major League Baseball season is upon us. It's tomorrow. Forget the Shohei betting opener from last week. The majority of the teams are back in action tomorrow, except for the New York Mets and the Phillies, who have already been rained out. And so without wasting any more time, it's time for me to share with you a top six list, something that I do every Wednesday at this time. It's time to look at the best teams, the top teams for 2024. What Major League Baseball teams have the best chance at competing and winning the World Series? Where's the fancy music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The Major League Baseball season officially kicks off on this side of the world. Tomorrow, you can watch baseball. You cannot watch baseball. You can complain about the salaries. You can see what Shohei Ohtani does. Anyway, I'm going to tell you about the teams that you should watch because I think these teams have the best chances of winning the World Series. This is a countdown. We go from 6 to 1, which means that we start at this team right now.
Number 6.
What a disappointment this team was last year. And they expected to turn things around this year? I don't know about that. They won 82 games, which for their fan base means that they suck. I got the New York Yankees here at number 6 on my list. Last year, only winning 82 games. Gerrit Cole is out with like elbow inflammation, irritation. He said that he started up too hot to begin the year. They did add Juan Soto, and they got this man on a one-year contract. And then unfortunately, how did they get some help with Gerrit Cole down? Well, they didn't get Jordan Montgomery. They did not get Blake Snell, which is good. I don't think he'd work in New York. They didn't get anybody. They're relying on everyone internally to try to turn things around. Somehow, some way, Aaron Boone spoke to John Boy Media, talking Yanks, and he's positive. He's happy about everybody that he has, and he's just like, yeah, who knows? We might bring in some other people. Okay, if you say so.
I do feel like there's still stuff that can go down, you know, with tons of teams here as we get down to the final days before opening day. So you never really know, but I do feel like, you know, we've certainly settled in our pitching and, feel excited and ready to go. And it's good to get through spring and tee it up now.
He is a whipping boy for Yankees fans. You know, between him and Brian Cashman, the general manager, I think Yankee fans, well, I think they hate Cashman more. Hickey, who gets more hate? Cashman, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Yankee fans would fire both tomorrow and have nobody. The Yankees, I still got them here at number 6. They can get through the trade deadline. If the bats can keep them alive, if Gerrit Cole can go on a half-season vacation and pop up at the end, if Carlos Rodon can actually be a decent pitcher back to a Cy Young form, the Yankees always have a chance, even though they haven't won since, well, 2009. It's been a while. Top 6 MLB teams for the year 2024. Which teams have the best chance of winning the World Series? Well, the Yankees at 6. What's the next one?
Number 5.
We have to look to the New York Yankees' own division to look at a team that looks better than them. At number 5, I gave you the team that has a new owner in the Baltimore Orioles. Yes, I got the O's in front of the Yankees. They won 101 games last year. This is a team that is stacked with young talent. Adley Rushman, one of the best catchers in the entire game. They just traded for Corbin Burns, somebody who the New York Yankees wanted to add when Gerrit Cole went down. They got guys who haven't even pitched in the big leagues, and they're probably going to whoop everybody. They got the best pitching prospect in the game in Jackson Holliday. Like the Orioles, I mean, for 20 years, they've basically been a whooping boy, for the most part, for the New York Yankees. And now, the Yankees might be calling them their daddies. And oh yeah, by the way, did I even mention their manager of the year, Brandon Hyde, who won the award? He was on the MLB Network, and he was asked about this young team and keeping them motivated. He's like, listen, our young guys, they're motivated all by themselves.
You know, I just think that our guys have been unbelievably consistent. Last year, we were incredibly consistent. I don't think anything's changed this year. I don't think our guys are reading anything.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, we play in the toughest division in baseball. Every team's trying to win the division, and we know that. And teams have gotten better also. Yeah. So we need to improve as well. We don't take anything for granted. I just think our guys are young and hungry and just want to go win.
Yeah, young and hungry. That's right. They say when you're young, you don't know no better. You just go and go and go and go and go. The Orioles are better than the Yankees. Unless they are too young, they're going to be giving people hell, man. I got the Orioles here at number 5, top 6 MLB teams for 2024. The Orioles are 5. I got what at number who?
Number 4.
Oh, speaking of the Yankees daddies, they open a season against them, and they are the Yankees daddies. It's the Houston Astros. Yeah, I got the Astros in front of the O's for the most part because of experience. And I know they're losing a hell of a lot of experience because Dusty Baker is gone. The Astros went to the American League Championship Series last year, and that was it for Dusty Baker. God bless him for at least winning the World Series on the way out the door. Now, I get it. Justin Verlander is hurt. They still have Framber Valdez, who is basically an ace by himself, is going to go out there, eat up innings. They added a Josh Hader at the back end of the bullpen. We know the Astros like to pin games together with 20 different pitchers. They gave Josh Hader 5 years, almost $100 million, just to be the closer. Did they need this? No. No, they didn't. They got a new manager in Joe Espada. He's been a bench coach, it seems like, forever, the Yankees and the Astros. And then they still have Jose Altuve, who is somehow, some way, at 5 foot nothing, defying time. A matter of fact, the Astros just gave him a 5-year, $125 million contract extension a couple of months ago. It's like Jose Altuve is going to be, I don't know, 39 years old and still out here whooping people's asses, even though he can't see over a steering wheel. When they gave him that new contract, he said, listen, people, my whole life, they told me I was going to be nothing. Here I am. Listen.
When I got called up the first time back in 2011, they told me it was, you know, just something temporary until they find another second baseman. And so this is my third extension, 13 years in the big league, and hopefully, you know, I get to play all these 20 years that everybody wants to play in the big leagues.
It's crazy. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I don't care what you think about a buzzer. Jose Altuve is going into the Hall of Fame. This man debuted in Major League Baseball in 2011, an 8-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champion, American League MVP, and they gave him a 5-year contract extension. He's 5'6". Met him, nice guy, very nice guy, if you can't tell. I didn't see a buzzer on him, though. Top 6 MLB teams for 2024. I got the Astros at 4. What's the next number?
Number 3.
I got to show some respect to the team that just won the World Series, right? Ric Flair says it, and I'm not going to woo, but to be the man, you got to beat the man. Corey Seager won MVP because Adolis Garcia, he got hurt. This man was mashing against those same Astros to advance to the World Series. And the Rangers, they got even more bats, okay? Wyatt Langford should be a full-time player. People expecting him to crank 25, 30-plus home runs. But this is where it lies with the Texas Rangers. What's up with the pitching? If Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer can pitch, I don't know, 10 games just to get into the postseason, if Nathan Eovaldi can help hold things down, I think they'll be okay. And I think they have some arms to help hold them down. The voice of God, the manager who just won the World Series, Bruce Bochy, he told MLB Network, all right, pipe down, pipe down. Our pitching staff, it's okay.
You know, with the rest of the rotation, it's very similar to what we had last year without Jordan. No question Jordan made us a different team when we acquired him. I can't thank him enough for what he did for us. But we think with the rotation we have now, you know, with Nate leading us off and, you know, Gray, Dunning, Bradford, Heaney. I mean, these were the same guys that helped us win the championship. So there's no reason to think that we can't do it again.
Yeah, that's right. Jordan Montgomery's, he went to the team that they beat in the World Series. Jordan Montgomery just took a $25 million a year contract, at least for 1 year minimum, to play for the Diamondbacks. I got the Rangers number three on my list. Top six MLB teams for 2024. The Rangers are three. What's the next number?
Number two.
I'm just going to tell you who they are. It's the Dodgers. Do I need to give you an explanation? I would need to bring out a calculator to break it down. I mean, this is a team that even today just gave Will Smith, their catcher, they gave this man a 10-year contract, $140 million, and they deferred about 30% of it. The Dodgers are going to be paying people when they're in their wheelchairs like 50 years from now. And oh yeah, they did give Shohei Ohtani $700 million, and they did give Yamamoto $325 million, and they still have Freddie Freeman, and they deferred, and they also got Mookie Betts deferred. Everybody on the Dodgers got a contract except me. But I'll tell you this. Someone who doesn't have a contract is Shohei's, well, his old interpreter. Ipe Mizuhara is gone. No contract to him. Terminated. And Dave Roberts, he's glad that that guy is gone because he thinks Shohei is going to be more of the team now. Listen to this.
It's going to help relations internally because there's no longer a buffer where I think that... I've already seen it. You know, the last couple days, I think Shohei's been even more engaging with his teammates, and I think there's only upside with that.
Yeah, upside. Good for them. The Dodgers. I got them number two on my list, top six MLB teams. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you my number one team for the 2024 Major League Baseball season. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy! Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, I feel like I want to just sit in the outfield and have a beer or two or three or four. Yeah, I'll stop at four. I love baseball. Hickey, you love baseball? You love a beer?
Oh, baseball, beer, ballpark, get me there. Let's go.
Yeah. You know what I don't like? I like drinking, well, trying to count my calories. I like beer. I don't like drinking so much beer that I got to keep running to the bathroom at the ballpark. That's not fun. That's why, what's the Clippers owner?
Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, Steve Ballmer. He's so excited about the toilets. Like, nothing worse than going to a game and having to keep going to the bathroom. Who wants that? Nobody. Some people tolerate it, not me. I'll go to a ballpark as much as I want a beer. I won't have one. You're not running me to the bathroom every 20 minutes? Hell no. I want to watch the game. Rather eat food. Eat some Jack and I'll be good. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm ready to sit in the outfield and bake. I just gave you, or I'm in the process of sharing with you, my top six MLB teams for 2024. The teams that I think are best equipped to win a championship this year. And I'm about to share with you numero uno momentarily. If you've missed the beginning of the list, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, if you missed it, I'll give you a quick recap without the fancy bells and whistles. At number six, I gave you the New York Yankees. At number five, I gave you a younger team that has finally sprouted. It's the Baltimore Orioles at number five. At number four, I gave you the Houston Astros, a little bit more experience than these Orioles, a little bit older. In some cases, that may not help. Hi, Justin Verlander. Bye, Dusty Baker. At number three, I gave you the Texas Rangers. To beat a man, you got to beat the man. I got to show a little bit of respect, right, to the team that just won the World Series. They bludgeoned everybody. Adolis Garcia, man, what do you think he was in the playoffs? David Ortiz? Hey, what is this? What is he doing? Let's see what happens with Scherzer and DeGrom. It's like flipping a coin. I guess one of them is going to have to stay healthy, at least one, right? And number two, I gave you the Dodgers. The Dodgers are like, we don't care. We got so much money. We will pay you and your grandchildren and your grandchildren's grandchildren. That's how much money we got. We don't care. I got the Dodgers number two on my list. If I want to think about a team best and most equipped to win the World Series, it's the Dodgers at number two. So where the hell does that leave us? That leaves us right here with this number.
Number one.
If I got to give you my top Major League Baseball team for 2024, the team that I find to be most or well-equipped to go out and win the World Series, it's got to be the Atlanta Braves. You want to talk about experience? You want to talk about adding to the team? You want to talk about saying, oh, man, we just added Chris Sale. And, yeah, Chris Sale ain't been a miniature version of Randy Johnson in a few years, but if he can finally bounce back, that's the expectation. Alex Anthopoulos, this man, the general manager of the Braves, he has found bargains. I mean, he got Spencer Strider out there, who's going to be a candidate for Cy Young. The guy won 20 games last year and said, let me strike out almost 250 people. He's a baby. He's probably going to get better until, I hope not, but maybe he blows his arm out. You got Max Fried here. You got Ronald Acuna, who just won MVP. Ronald Acuna is still a baby. Well, he was a baby when he won MVP. He's still young, 25, 26, and he's another year removed from the knee injury. And I know he just had a little bit of a knee tweak. But how the hell am I going to bet against a guy who hit 41 home runs and stole 73 bases and batted 337? This man is built to play baseball. He is probably the best overall player in baseball behind Shohei Ohtani. And Acuna doesn't pitch. A matter of fact, hey, let's just listen to Acuna. A couple of weeks ago, he's like, I feel good.
I feel like nothing happened, but I feel great. That's what I'm doing.
When you went out there, was there any concern when you went to California or even after the MRI? Were you pretty?
Yeah, I go there to see doctor. He got the confidence. I got confidence too, but I feel like nothing happened.
Yeah, you gotta love it. Like my back, Hickey, I almost feel like nothing. Is your back holding up, by the way? Is it okay?
It's okay. It still hurts.
It doesn't feel like nothing happened?
No, I'm not there yet, unfortunately.
You'll get there. You too can be like Ronald Acuna, coming soon. This man says he also feels like nothing happened, and if he returns to, I don't know, three-quarters of what he was, it's going to be a problem for everybody. Chris Sale, who did blow out his arms and legs and long sliders, he says, I don't care if I blew out my arm. I haven't changed. I'm still a badass. Listen to this.
Some minor things, but nothing overwhelming. I would say I just kind of sandwiched the week with recovery. So it's like recovery on day one and recovery the day before. It used to be kind of get a lot of work in on the front end, and I just felt like I was getting gassed. Just kind of sandwiched the week with some recovery aspects of it. You know, I'm not 25 anymore, so that's a little bit more important for my routine and what I have to do to be successful and be able to go and do that.
Well, everything is so lovely in Florida, right? We have women giggling in the background. We got birds. I don't know if they're chirping or whatever they're doing. The birds are making noise. Yeah, the heavens and the earths. The baseball gods are on the side of the Atlanta Braves, the team that I feel has the best chance of winning the World Series. Yeah, they got beat by the Phillies. No, I don't have the Phillies on my list. I just think the National League is too competitive with the Braves and the Dodgers. My apologies. Also, my apologies to the other team that went to the World Series. Also has a young squad. I guess you could consider them to be the Baltimore Orioles of the NL, and that's the Diamondbacks. Does anybody think the Diamondbacks are going back? And I know this is what they're saying to themselves in the locker room. Nobody believes in us, and they didn't think that we could do it, and watch us do it again. Yeah, well, sure, do it again. Do it again. Make me pay attention. Make me. The Braves, I think, are the best bet to win the World Series. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the best teams in Major League Baseball. Who are they? What team has the best chance of winning a World Series? My apologies to my friends in Arizona. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The number is 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book, talk with a friend. When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I gave you a new top six list. We took a look at some of the best teams in Major League Baseball this upcoming season. Teams that have the best chance of winning the World Series. If you missed the list, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you the New York Yankees. At number five, I gave you the Baltimore Orioles. At number four, I gave you the Houston Astros. At number three, I gave you the Texas Rangers. At number two, I gave you the Dodgers. And at number one, I gave you the Atlanta Braves. I think adding Chris Sale, And a lot of times, also, to be honest, it's not just about adding Chris Sale. Braves were already stacked. Last year, the death of them could have been the bullpen. I think a big element for the Braves, or at least the Dodgers, it's expectations. It's one thing to have all these new faces in the building, but how many times do you slap together an all-star team and that it just, poof, it just works? Yeah, they got a lot of talent, but the Braves aren't. I wouldn't say collectively, altogether. I think 1 through 9, I would take the Braves lineup. I really would. I think in regards to the starting pitching, I think there's more safety there. I would definitely go ahead and take the Braves. Give me a National League Championship Series between the Dodgers and the Braves in the American League. I wouldn't mind seeing, I don't know, give me the Yankees and the Astros. Let the Yankees finally beat them. We need a Yankees-Dodgers World Series so America can lose their minds. Or maybe roll their eyes. Hickey, what do you think about this upcoming season? Any thoughts? Any ideals?
So the thought I have, at least for the NL, is I'm with you in terms of talent. Two best teams, by far, it's not close. Dodgers, Braves. But I know it's just been with the Braves, one team and the Phillies back-to-back years have gotten in their heads and just have bounced them. That does get me a little concerned how fragile they were away from home. And the Dodgers, I mean, outside of 2020, they're the kings of most talent, biggest payroll in the league, and then going out in the first round and losing to a team they have no business losing to. A team that I kind of honestly like, that is, I feel like, under the radar, which I think is a good thing, is the Padres.
Oh, wow.
I know they lost some talent. They lost Josh Hader. They obviously lost Juan Soto. They're kind of in a weird – They're not tearing it down, obviously, but they did shed some payroll in trading Juan Soto because they figured they weren't going to be able to keep him. They still got a lot of talent, though. Got a lot of talent. And again, with the top two teams, I at least can't sit here and fully trust in the playoffs. We have seen dark horses the last 2 years in the Diamondbacks and the Phillies, you know, go to the World Series. I'll take my chances with the Padres.
To go to the World Series?
To go to the World Series. I don't think they'll win it, but I think they can get there out of the NL.
Oh, man. I think there's just so much in their way. And, yeah, I think, all things considered, it should be a team with less distractions. And we certainly heard some horror stories about Manny Machado and how much of a jerk he is. And Fernando Tatis Jr., another year removed from controversy, should definitely work out for him. Yu Darvish is in the building. They just got Dylan Cease. We thought that he was going to be another option for the New York Yankees. I guess everybody was an option for the Yankees. And, yeah, they should be good. I just think it's going to be a fight. I mean, for a couple of seasons, I expected this to be like the American League. So I'm trying to do my best to mix up baseball and football. I'm thinking about the National League West is akin to the AFC North, where we just have a bunch of teams beating the hell out of each other for supremacy. Start thinking about the Bengals and the Browns and the Steelers. you would think they just beat the hell out of each other, the Ravens. I expect that in the NL West. It just hasn't happened. Somebody always stinks. And, yeah, sure, the Giants, even them adding Blake Snell, the Giants will be whatever. I expect them to be an above 500 team. I just think there's too much competition for the Padres to jump out above. What do you think about the American League?
I like the top two teams you had in terms of the Astros and the Rangers. I think, though, for the World Series, I'm going to go with the Orioles. Young.
Wow.
Talented. And I think that they will use that sweep they suffered last year in the postseason. I think it is a good learning experience of just the difference in competition and intensity regular season versus postseason. I think that, you know, that is a good wake-up call in just the sense of the gravity of the situation. So I'll take a little bit of a wild card. I mean, I guess both of these are wild cards per se, but also feel like baseball postseason-wise is the most random. I mean, I don't know anyone that had Diamondbacks Rangers last year the World Series matchup.
Hell no.
So I'll take the Orioles out of the AL. Give me the Padres out of the NL. Let's get nuts here.
It hurts my soul. I love the New York Yankees. I love them. I'm from the Bronx, New York. I love them. It would hurt. It already hurts to see what the Baltimore Orioles are doing, man. To think that the New York Yankees, like, their pipeline doesn't look like what the Orioles have produced. The Orioles, all these dudes are homegrown. Meanwhile, the Yankees got aging players that they hope stay healthy. Giancarlo Stanton is like, hey, I got to lose 20 pounds. And it's just, it's not inspiring. I got no problem saying this. I hope the Orioles crash and burn. I do. I don't expect it. The Yankees have been beating up on everybody in the division for so long. And it can't stay that way forever. It really can't. And now with the pitching issues that they have, it's bad, man. It's bad. We got Brett Boone coming up in about, what'd you say, Hickey? About 30 minutes he's going to join us?
30 minutes on the dot, it should be.
Yeah, Brett Boone, a former all-star, multiple-time all-star, gold glover, really made his bones in Seattle with the Mariners. He's going to come through and join us. So many questions that we can ask him. We're going to get his thoughts on this upcoming MLB season. I definitely want to ask him about playing with an international Japanese superstar. He played with Ichiro. I want to ask him about his brother. His brother Aaron is the manager of the New York Yankees. I mean, the whole Boone family has a wealth of experience. And so Brett Boone is going to come through and join us in about 30 minutes. And when it comes down to the Dodgers, yeah, they're going to be beating people up. It's going to be a dogfight in the National League West. It's just the Dodgers, I think, for the most part, they're going to win games by default throughout the course of the year. I feel like they're going to coast throughout the year, and then we just have to see. And this is the case for most teams, the ones that actually are trying to win. Who's pitching hot at the end of the year? That's it. Who's pitching hot? Who's hitting hot? Who's getting hot at the right time? That's what it boils down to. You know, am I expecting somebody to wake up and be a Adolis Garcia and just give you a record 15 RBIs in a championship series? No. But it takes one player to get hot on a team to carry you. And it takes two pitchers to really drag you. And that's why even for the Astros and the Rangers, I'm like, yeah, some of these superstar future Hall of Fame players, you know, we may not see them to start the year. Even in the Yankees case, we may not see Gerrit Cole maybe until the end of May, June. Sometimes it doesn't matter. Can you hold down the fort? Can you keep things afloat? Just so we can go on a run. Like Hickey said, who the hell would have thought the Rangers and the Diamondbacks were going to be in the World Series? Hickey, I could tell you this much. If the Padres and the Orioles make the World Series, you want to know who's going to be watching?
Me.
Yeah, it just might be you.
Yeah.
You, the people in San Diego, and all the wonderful people in Baltimore. Yeah, that. Give me Yankees Dodgers. Sign me up for it. Major League Baseball would like that. They want all of Japan watching, and Judge versus Ohtani. I could see it now. It's a Don King's dream. He'd love it too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brett Boone is going to come through and join us, former Major League Baseball All-Star. And you know what? Speaking of an All-Star, when we come back from break, I'm going to give you an update on Draymond Green. I'm going to give you an update on the Warriors. And then we got a team. Are they sinking right now? They lost to the Lakers last night. It looked like crap. It's supposed to be a super team. I'm going to talk to you about the Bucks. We got basketball. We got baseball. We got Caitlin Clark. We got it all here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.